Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Monday, my friends. Welcome to the first Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast of the week. If your weeks begin on a Monday, if not, it's the second or third. Anyway, it doesn't matter with me, Andy Goldstein. And of course, there's only one place to start. That's at Old Trafford, as Manchester United moved just a point off the Premier League top four with a 1-0 smashing of West Ham. Blimey, that was close. Marcus Rashford's 100th goal for the club was enough for the 3 points, just. Here's all the fallout from the game on the Boot Room on TalkSport.
There is the full-time whistle, and you can hear the applause of those Manchester United supporters. It's finished. Manchester United 1, West Ham 0.
It was incredible. What a game of football.
I also see still a lot of room for improvement in our game, and we have to, if we want to compete for the top four positions, then we have to improve.
Yeah, it's strange that people are asking me that we think we should be beating these teams. That's changed, amazing, isn't it? Came to a point where we were, you know, relegation fodder. Now you're expecting us to come and win at Old Trafford, so just shows you it's great, the questions. Thank you. I'm really taking that as a compliment, to be honest.
United's unbeaten run extended to 8 games, 6 wins, 2 draws since that mauling at the Etihad in the derby.
Wow, what a massive 3 points that was today for Manchester United.
There's still a lot of negatives in our game, and we have to see that. So in the analyse, and we have to work on that.
I think they can finish second.
Second in the Premier League now, yeah?
Behind who?
City. You look at the fixtures that United have had already this season. Okay. I've got the table in front of me. Arsenal top, beat them. Man City second, obviously got hammered. Tottenham third, beat them. Newcastle fourth, got a point, which looks a good point when you look at how Newcastle are playing. Chelsea are sixth, got a point, should have won that game. Liverpool ninth, smashed them at Old Trafford.
I didn't know that Boddington's bitter was that powerful. You heard yourself.
As good a chance as Arsenal, Spurs, Newcastle, Liverpool even. None of them are doing fantastically better than us, so why not is the question more than why.
Second place for Man United is a massive stretch.
Yeah.
They got battered, I think, in the last 20 minutes. Manchester United second, absolutely no chance.
The teams above us, how are they any better than us? You watch Chelsea play today, you see Tottenham, how they play, but everyone's surprised when it comes to Man United.
You know what, if we don't come second this year, we're coming third. We're going to be in the top three, no doubt about it. We look a complete different team under Ten Hag.
1 point behind Newcastle with a game in hand, 3 points behind Spurs with a game in hand, and I'm just scrolling, 7 points ahead of Liverpool.
Every single player went to go on high five De Gea at the end of the game. Yep. That is team. That is team spirit. That's the togetherness. That's what you need. That comes from the manager.
He's created a bit of a fear factor in the manager again. Now, I don't think Man United's had that in a long time since Sir Alex Ferguson. They've tried it. Mourinho's tried it. But that fear factor, and that's by making all the correct decisions, in my opinion.
Right now, from last season to this season, the difference there is Ten Hag.
Erik Ten Hag, what he's done is he's got the team working together, and that hasn't happened for a while.
I love the culture that Ten Hag is setting, even the team spirit, and you can seem like you're going in the right way. You actually can.
Are United back? Pep Guardiola thinks they're on the way back. What do you think, Manchester United fans? It's finished. Manchester United 1, West Ham 0.
Elsewhere in the Premier League yesterday, Arsenal moved back to the top of the Premier League after tonking Nottingham Forest 5-0 at the Emirates. Here's how we reacted to the game on the Sunday session on TalkSport, as we hear from both managers and TalkSport's chief football commentator, Sam Matterface, who was quick to defend Steve Cooper despite his side sitting bottom of the Premier League table.
It's finished. Arsenal 5, Nottingham Forest 0 here, Sam. Arsenal with a five-star performance to move back to the top of the Premier League.
We showed a lot of personality right from the beginning. We were really determined. We went for it. We didn't hesitate at all. It is difficult, but we showed again that we really want it, that we are together, and especially when we have a little bump, we react quickly and we did in a convincing way.
Our whole competitive approach to the second half was just a million miles off where it needs to be. It was a poor start to the game and we conceded a goal completely in a way that we asked the players not to do.
Saka limped off halfway through the first 45, which is a worry for Mikel Arteta and Gareth Southgate.
Obviously, he was limping, he wasn't comfortable to continue. He got a back kick and he had to come off.
It's exactly the response that Mikel Arteta would have wanted. Having slipped to defeat in midweek, his side go back to the top of the table.
If you're an Arsenal fan, this is a very special time right now, and who knows what can happen. I'm not suggesting they're title challengers yet. I wouldn't judge them until maybe half a dozen games after the World Cup. If they're still up there, then we have to say they're title challengers. But right now, they are the second best team in England, and you've got to give Arteta a lot of credit for that.
Nottingham Forest bumped back down to earth. This was an awful afternoon for Steve Cooper's side. They stay rooted to the bottom of the Premier League.
You know, I can't remember winning any duels, any tackles, not running enough. You know, we cannot look any further than ourselves and accept that it wasn't good enough, and no doubt, when we look back at it, it'll look even worse.
I don't think there is any organisation, to be honest with you.
To say that Steve Cooper hasn't got an organisation plan, this is a guy who won the World Cup with the England under-17s. This is a guy that got Swansea with a group of loan players and hardly any money spent into the playoffs. This is a guy who brought Nottingham Forest back into the Premier League.
I just wanted to say I think it's time for Steve Cooper to go. I think he should just leave by himself, to be honest.
You've been beaten 5-0 by the best team right now in the division. They're top of the table for a reason, Arsenal. Don't get me wrong, it was bad. It was terrible.
It was
as a performance goes, that was about as worse as you could expect. But I'm not entirely sure that that then translates into Steve Cooper's rubbish, let's replace the manager.
It was miles off where it needs to be. And, you know, that's a pride thing and that's an attitude thing. So, you know, when we look at it, you know, we're going to have to look at each other and go, that cannot happen again.
Forest are not going to be actually defined by a game like that. That's not what's going to keep them up. But the four words on that performance today, Forest are going down.
The reality is we've got to, like I said, face up to this, take it personally and put it right. You know, when something goes wrong, I'll be the first in line just to go, OK, I'm first, we need to sort this out.
Now the fallout continues. Oh, I'm sorry, that's so unprofessional of me. Laughing at Liverpool's expense. Anyway, the fallout continues from Liverpool's 2-1 home defeat to Leeds. Live on TalkSport on Saturday evening. Shortly we'll hear from Mickey Gray, Scott Minto. But first, here's big Tony Cascarino, who says Liverpool are in a, and I quote, serious crisis at the moment.
The final whistle blows. A famous win at Anfield for Leeds United, as Liverpool's Premier League season lurches into crisis.
I am not surprised that Liverpool got beat yesterday. I don't feel Liverpool can beat anybody at the moment. If you can lose to Nottingham Forest and then back it up with losing to Leeds at home, two teams' managers are under pressure to be sacked, and we've lost to both of them.
So you're calling that a crisis then?
No, it's a serious crisis.
Jurgen Klopp and the team behind him have got to be quizzed here, don't they? He got the right hump when I asked him to explain the start of the season last week at Nottingham Forest.
We've given them so many plaudits over the last five seasons, but I think it's now time to start to criticise Liverpool and how shambolic their defending was last night.
Loads of warning signs before the start of the season. We played a team yesterday whose manager was under serious pressure whether he'd have it be in a job by Monday morning. Mm-hmm. We're 4 points clear of them.
I actually think it goes back to last season, Sam. I think to think how close they came to winning the quadruple, something no one's ever done. They played in every game possible. You cannot begin to understand how much physically and mentally that would have taken a lot out of them.
That midfield is aging, and they put a couple of younger players in there now as well. If you think about Elliot, I don't think he's quite ready to play every single week, but he's been dealt his hand because of injuries, Jurgen Klopp, and he's been dealt his hand because he didn't bring a midfield player in the summer when everybody, apart from Liverpool, were expecting him to do so.
It's a number of things, and we haven't got time to go into it completely, but I do think it's a culmination of
Jurgen Klopp asking his players to play a certain way that's unsustainable for 5, 6, 7, 8 years, whereas I think Pep's style is if you get the right players in.
This is not going to stop, by the way. Mm-hmm. Liverpool are not going to start changing their form and suddenly go 8, 9 wins on the spin. They look like a team that can be beaten by anybody.
Now we can hear from the Everton defender, James Tarkowski, who's been speaking to TalkSport after their 0-0 ball draw at Fulham on Saturday. He joined Johnny Owen and Mark Webster and said his game has been taken to another level under the, and I quote, unbelievable Everton manager, Frank Lampard.
We had a tough run of fixtures, to be fair. United at home, we went in that quite confident, and then probably the worst performer really. And then we had Spurs and Newcastle away, back-to-back, which I think are two of the toughest places to go at the moment. So it was a tough lot of run. And then we bounced back against Palace, and not great yesterday, as I said, going forward, but defensively stuck right at it and got the clean sheet and a part on the board.
What's the atmosphere around like playing in the Premier League at the moment? Because there's so much, obviously, the World Cup is now looming. But do you find that it is on players' minds, not least of which is this notion of getting hurt, say, days before the tournament starts, for example?
Yeah, I suppose maybe the lads who are guaranteed to be going there, maybe it's playing on their minds a bit more. For myself, I'm enjoying my football. I'm just sort of thinking about the games ahead of me before the break comes, and then we'll see what comes after that. So I'm just enjoying being out there. I'm not overly thinking what's going to go on after these couple of weeks, really.
Having said that, given the fact that there's so much noise around you being potentially heading off to the World Cup, how good are you at shutting that out? Is that something, do you take it all in and just smile philosophically, or do you just ignore that kind of thing?
I'm not against talking about it, because there's hopefully potential for me to go in there, so I want to get myself involved. So I'm just trying to get out there on the pitch and perform and show what I'm all about. I'm playing with England's number one behind me, and England regular in the squad next to me as well, so I'm just enjoying playing football, and then if by doing that I get in the England squad, then happy days.
What's it been like working with Frank Lampard?
Oh, it's been incredible. The coaching is unbelievable. Obviously, I knew the player he was, but I've learned so much in the last 6 months, 11 months I've been there, and I just feel like I'm still improving under him. I don't want to ever feel like I'm getting stale, and since I've gone there, it's been like a breath of fresh air for me. I'm learning new things every day, and there's a bit of expectation to be a bit of a leader in there, but that's what I want to be, and I'm enjoying taking under that role as well.
Deal with that. Your little Bermuda triangle that you got there with two centre-halves and a goalie, people talk about the spine of a football team a lot. When you've got that kind of relationship, how important is it that you understand each other in that with your keeper and your two centre-halves?
It's obviously massive, especially at the back. I think it's pivotal, especially when you can get a consistency in partnership. I had it with Ben Mee and Nick Pope at Burnley, which worked quite well. Jordan's an incredible goal. I think if you even see the game yesterday, some of the saves he made, top end. He's been doing that for years now. And then Cody's experience, he's one of the best leaders I've seen. In terms of the way he talks and the way he plays. So, it's been a pleasure to play alongside both of them.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we end today with some egg-chasing chat, and England are through to the semi-finals, or the last four, as I like to call it, of the Women's Rugby World Cup with a 41-5 victory over Australia. Blimey, that was close. They'll now face Canada in the semis. His reaction from the England captain Sarah Hunter, who became the Red Roses' most capped player yesterday.
The Red Roses have extended their record run of matches to 29 unbeaten on an historic day for their skipper, Sarah Hunter. She made her 138th appearance for her country, making her the most capped England player of all time.
I'm not sure I can put it into words just yet. You know, I've tried up until probably coming off to just focus on the game. I took a moment as we walked out for the anthem to try and soak it all up, because I've had some amazing messages, you know, from friends, from family, from teammates, from like rugby greats, you know. It's been really special, and a lot of them have spoken around enjoying the moment, and then got to see my mum and dad at the end of the game, which was really special, and to share it with them. And it's still very surreal, and I think it'll take a little bit of time for it to really sink in, and I've got a lot of messages to reply to now.
Canada were just too good for the USA, a second win in as many weekends. And next, it's an appointment with England in the semi-finals of the Rugby World Cup.
It'll be a huge game. You know, we're now into knockout rugby. They'll be wanting a shot at that final as much as we do. So we've got to respect that, and we've got respect for them for the two great teams that they are in. The process starts again. We go into match week, we prep, we put our training in, and then we go to work on Saturday next week. But we know that it'll be a tough game. This by far has been, for me, the most competitive World Cup we've had, right? Especially for us. We've had three tough pool games. We've had an Aussie side today that have come at us, and we played in difficult conditions. So we're under no illusion about what that semi-final will bring, and what we'll need to do in order to get into that final.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Of course, make sure you hit that subscribe button. I'm back tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show, alongside the sneaker freak himself, Darren Bent, live, don't you know, from the Outer Net in London, where we'll be reacting to all of the weekend's football. So if you're in the Tottenham Court Road area, come down. Obviously, I won't be getting too close to any of the general public, but Bent is more than happy to take pictures with you. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talks About Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day out of the bubble. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.